Good evening. In the news tonight, with people going to the polls across the country tomorrow, there are still concerns about voter suppression and faulty electronic voting machines. The next governor of New York will face a major meltdown at the Department of Environmental Conservation, so what are the major party candidates' positions on environmental issues? And a new report says Latino youth are dropping out of school at alarming rates. With these and other stories, I'm Andrea Sears in New York, and this is the news for Monday, November 1st, 2010. Though some problems with voting machines have improved, there are still more popping up. The Republican Party has sued the North Carolina State Board of Elections when it was discovered that votes for their candidates were being flipped to register for the Democratic candidate in early voting. North Carolina is one of a number of states using touchscreen voting systems, like the hotly contested race in Nevada. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Brad Friedman, an investigative journalist and publisher of the Brad blog, which analyzes the nation's election system. He said he's seeing an interesting pattern with voters using unverifiable touchscreen voting machines.
And finding that when they go to vote for a candidate, their selection on the screen actually flips to a different candidate. We have seen this in previous elections ever since the passage of the Help America Vote Act in 2002, which put some $4 billion of federal money into quote-unquote upgrading our nation's voting systems, and a lot of states around the country, states and counties, now use these touchscreen voting systems even though they are completely unverifiable. In the past elections, we have seen case after case in state after state of votes flipping on those touchscreens from Democratic selections to Republicans or to Greens or Libertarians. Basically, votes flipping away from Democrats. This year, we're seeing a whole new pattern, which is quite interesting, and frankly, I'm in one sense happy to see it. We're seeing reports of Republican voters trying to choose Republican candidates and seeing their votes flip on the touchscreens to Democrats or to Greens and so forth. We've so far seen this in Texas, in Nevada, where the entire state, by the way, uses these unverifiable touchscreen systems, and those will be the ones that determine the unverifiable results in the Harry Reid, Sharon Angle Senate race. But in North Carolina, we saw several reports in several different counties of this same issue happening, voters trying to vote for a straight ticket Republican ballot, for example, and seeing their choice switch on screen to a Democratic straight party ticket. So the Republican Party of North Carolina sent some demands to the State Board of Elections, requiring them to add specific warnings to voters to be sure to check their on-screen summary, to retain certain records, memory cards, programming materials, audit logs, and so forth for examination after the election, and to keep track of problem reports in each precinct and on the various machines. That was objected to by the State Board of Elections, and so the Republicans went to court late last Friday and got a favorable ruling from the judge on Saturday ordering the State Boards of Election to post certain voter warnings in each of the precincts that use these type of systems, pretty much exactly what the Republican Party had asked for in the state. So it was nice to see someone finally, after all of these years, taking some real action on this. That said, the remedies that they asked for and the remedies they received are still inadequate as far as protecting the votes of voters, because the fact is, it doesn't really matter what the screen says on these touchscreen machines as far as who you voted for. It can say one thing, and internally, it can record another. So, you know, what's important is what is recorded internally in these machines, not what is on the screen, not what is on the little paper trail printout that prints out with some of these touchscreen machines. Those are actually never counted. And even if they are, there is no way to know that they actually reflect the will of the voters.
But if the machine is printing out a ticket, that doesn't verify what you actually voted for?
No, it doesn't, for a number of reasons. One, those little pieces of paper, those so-called voter verifiable paper audit trails, are not actually counted in these elections. Now, even if they are, in the case of very close elections, perhaps they may try to do a recount of these paper trails, the fact is nobody actually knows if they reflect the will of the voters. Studies have shown that, in fact, voters do not check, the majority of voters actually do not check those little paper trails, and even when they do, voters don't notice when their votes have been flipped by the computer.
I know that you've also wrote an article in Slate this past week on faith-based voting. What are some of the closely watched races and close races? What about this faith-based vote? What's going on with that?
I use the term faith-based vote to refer to voting on these machines. You have to have faith. You can't have oversight or transparency, but just faith that they are reporting the results of the elections accurately. You'll have no recourse at the end of a race. This is something that Vic Rawl, the four-term state senator and former circuit judge, found out earlier this summer in his primary down in South Carolina when he was defeated inexplicably by this fellow named Alvin Green, who nobody who had ever heard of, who had done no campaigning, who had no campaign website, no money, no anything else. Suddenly, this Alvin Green somehow managed to beat this four-term Senator Vic Rawl and win the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate down there in South Carolina. And when Rawl went to challenge that election, because there really was no explanation for it, the paper-based absentee ballots had an 11-point disparity from the electronic machines that they used on Election Day. Rawl was told, well, too bad, there's really nothing you can do about it. There is no evidence that you didn't lose to Alvin Green, which was true. Unfortunately, at the same time, there was no evidence that Alvin Green actually beat Vic Rawl. It was just taken on faith that he did, because these voting machines, which have failed time and again, said he did. And that's a pretty scary way to run a democracy, it seems to me.
Brad Friedman is an investigative reporter and publisher of the Brad Blog. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.